Happy New Year and welcome to Sportsline here on a Thursday night, our first show in 2014. And we're still talking about the Baltimore Ravens, of course, in a week here where they're not preparing for postseason football. They're thinking about the offseason, a good time to rehash a lot of things and look forward with Jeff Zrebeck, Ravens beat writer for the Baltimore Sun. Jay-Z, Happy New Year.
You too, Brett. How are you?
I'm doing well. And let's go back a few days. First, the Ravens cleaning out their lockers on Monday, and then, of course, John Harbaugh's press conference on Tuesday. What were some of the things that stood out to you in those few days?
You know, I mean, everyone, I think the guy that people are going to be paying most attention to heading into next season is going to be Ray Rice. You know, after the year he had and you know, injuries and, you know, some allegations that he wasn't in the shape that he should have been. I think Ray Rice was embarrassed by what happened this year, and he's going to make sure it doesn't happen again. Now, I don't know if he's ever going to be that guy he was two or three, you know, 2 years ago or whatever, where he's one of the top all-purpose threats in the NFL, but he's a lot better than what he showed. And I think he, just listening to him, and I think he was humbled by this year, and I think he's determined not to let it happen again. I think you're going to see a motivated Ray Rice next year. As for Harbaugh's address, you know, he said pretty much what I expected. You know, he made sure everyone understood that, you know, seasons like this aren't going to be tolerated, and they're going to get back to work and figuring it out. I mean, I think kind of him refusing to close the door on potential coaching changes is interesting, because that's the time we're in. You know, the draft is still months away. The free agency is still weeks away from getting started. So we'll have plenty of time to talk about that. But, you know, what's going on now is just the whole coaching, you know, and teams looking at your coaches and you looking at other teams' coaches and seeing if you can upgrade. So, you know, I still think he said there's no imminent plans for changes, but I still think there could be some changes there, you know, primarily with run game coordinator Juan Castillo.
Yeah, that would be interesting to monitor. Among other things that John Harbaugh said that were interesting was that only Marshall Yanda really has a guaranteed spot along that offensive line in a year. We know, of course, there are free agents at tackles in both Michael Orr and Eugene Monroe, so you can't declare either one of them would be back, and it's obviously unlikely they even would pursue bringing Orr back. But then there's the injury status of Kelechi Osemele, and then, of course, there's a big question mark at center. What do you think the Ravens do there specifically? Clearly, I would say overall as a unit, the biggest need of the team.
It's going to start with re-signing Eugene Monroe. There's not a whole lot of, you know, quality left tackles out there. And if Eugene Monroe hits the open market, the Ravens may be in trouble. So I think it's important the next couple of weeks to see if they could hit, you know, find, you know, compromise there with him and get him re-signed before he, you know, goes out in the open market and may get bigger offers than what the Ravens are willing to pay. So that's the first thing. You get that set up, you know, you feel good. Now, Osemele, you have to, you know, he's very ahead of in his rehab. He's been a month away from kind of being able to do everything. It's a long off season. So I think when he got the surgery, it was good for, you know, the Ravens. It gave him a couple month head start on the off season. So I think you still have to feel pretty good, I mean, about him and his future. I think you need to make sure you have the depth if he's not ready, but I think you feel good about penciling him in either as the guard or the right tackle, you know. But the other two, you need to find some kind of competition for Gino Gronkowski. I mean, the guy battled all year. I thought he improved, but a lot of the problems stem from communication there and pressure up the middle. And you know, there were times where he really struggled. You know, you got to hope that a year in the weight room, off season the weight room, really helps him. And you have to hope he learned some valuable lessons this year. But you can't leave it to chance either. So I think you have to bring in somebody, and then you got the right tackle spot, because it would be shocking if Orr is re-signed. You know, I think Rick Wagner's a guy, you know, the fifth-round pick out of Wisconsin. He played more and more, but mostly kind of in the extra you know, the jumbo package. You played a little on special teams. I think he's going to have to play some significant snaps. But either way, you probably have to add two guys. That's, you know, and that includes Monroe. If you get a left tackle, then you probably have to get a veteran center or a veteran guard for insurance, you know, depending on where Osemele fits back in. But you're two or three guys short on that offensive line, no doubt. And those guys aren't cheap, so they're going to have to get really creative in ways they fill those holes.
I thought, Jeff, the biggest positive from this week was talking to Kelechi Osemele on Monday. He seemed very upbeat. In fact, when we talked to him, he was coming from what looked to be a pretty serious workout or rehab. So he seems to be progressing, as you mentioned, quite quickly.
Yeah, he's really worked hard, you know, and is a significant injury, and it was bothering him for several years. So I think you have to feel pretty good that, assuming he keeps progressing, that he's an answer to some of their issues. I mean, this guy was dominant at times at left guard during their Super Bowl year. I mean, the job he did inside on Justin Smith in the Super Bowl, Justin Smith, one of the top interior pass rushers in the game. He was completely dominated by Osemele. So, a healthy Osemele would go a long way, and that would give you another piece along with Yanda and Monroe. So if you get those three guys, that's a pretty good start. As I said, you have to help. You have to hope one of the younger guys takes the next step. And that's been part of the problem a little, the offensive line. You know, guys like Harewood and Ja Reed in the past just really haven't taken the next step, whereas you can count on them for, to play starting roles. So you have to hope so that may change, maybe with a Ryan Jensen or a Rick Wagner this year, along with getting a healthy Osemele back. That would be a big deal for the Ravens, because you can say what you want. They do need to overhaul the group, but they also have other needs. You can't spend every dollar you have available on your offensive line.
That is very true. And other question marks, even with some players that are coming back and under a contract, and in some cases, a major contract. We're with Jeff Zurbeck, Ravens beat writer for the Baltimore Sun. When we come back with Jeff, we'll look at the unrestricted Ravens free agents who he thinks the club will try and retain this coming offseason. That's still to come here on WBAL.